Thank you for tuning in to our teaching today. Hope we find you well and blessed. And we want to go right to the Word of God and first go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come now and visit us with the visitation of your Spirit and anoint the words that I speak. God, send them forth with that mighty anointing. God, let men and women's hearts be touched, uplifted. Let them be renewed in their minds and their spirits. Give them victory. And this hour is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We want to teach today on a thought. You have a choice. And we look to Joshua in the 24th chapter. And starting in verse 15, and we're going to cover down through verse 24. Here we find these words in verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Ammonites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Great proclamation here made by Joshua. Preached from the pulpits throughout the world, and text after text has been tucked from this thought. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. He made a choice. He chose the Lord. And let's read on and see how this plays out with the people here in Joshua's day. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the ways wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Now in verse 18, and the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive our transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord. Now that's two verses you must read together, because if you just stop at the end of 19, you think, well, the Lord's not going to help them, not going to save them, not going to forgive them. But he explains in verse 20 that if you forsake the Lord, and goes on to read, and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good. Verse 21, and the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Verse 23, now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your hearts unto the Lord God of Israel. In verse 24, and the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. We need to come to that place in our hearts, in our lives, that we have chose the Lord, and we made up our mind we're going to serve him, and his voice only will we obey. God is a jealous God. He will have no other gods before him. The children of Israel here, one of their problems was as they was continuously falling after strange gods. We need to let it be in our minds today that God, he will not forgive us. He will not cleanse us if we and continue in our wicked ways. We have to repent. We have to choose the Lord. We have to choose his ways. And we have to come out from among the world, the Bible says, and be a separate people. And then if we choose the Lord, he will fight our battles and he will be there for us. Now looking to Jeremiah 21 and 8, we find these words from the Lord in verse 8. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus said the Lord, behold, I set before you the ways of life and the way of death. This is the point. We choose Christ, we shall live. We reject Christ, we shall die spiritually. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. That is the Word of God. So we must choose life, and we must choose the Lord, and we must choose the way of the Lord. So we see that through Joshua, God said, choose you this day. We see that through the Word of God in Jeremiah, that the way of life and death is set before us. Now we look unto 1 Kings in the 18th chapter in verse 21, and we find here Elijah asked the question. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. I've always believed that Elijah never did plan to serve Baal. He made this statement so that they could choose between the two opinions. And he asked them how long that they halted. How long would it take to make up their mind? Because eventually we come to the place not to decide is to decide. Death comes to us all. The rapture is going to take place someday. The church is going to be called away. And if you've not chose the Lord, you're going to be left behind. So the words that Elijah said is very relevant in this case. We need to make up our mind. We can't take forever and ever. We've got to choose. And on down in from 21 through, well, let's read 24. It's good if you have time to read all this chapter. It's powerful. And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now, if we look into a little bit of history about what would take place, in that day they was known to take a pipe and a bellus and run it up under the fire, and they'd have somebody off in the side, and they'd pump that bellus and make the fire burn up through the sacrifice. Well, here Elijah made sure that they pull no trickery in the situation here. And like I say, it's good to read all the chapter. We just kind of getting some of the highlights down in verse 29. And it came to pass when the midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regardeth. Here the understanding of this was, the man of God was a gentleman. He let them go first, those that of the false prophets, and he allowed them to, make their first stab at it. And, you know, whichever God would answer, they would serve that God. Well, here it come time for the evening sacrifice, and they had not answered not one word, or nothing had been said. In verse 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And how true it is, there's a whole teaching in the repair of the altar. And we really need to take a look today, and the altar of God's house needs repair. I'm not talking about putting new padding on it or new carpet or new wood. I'm talking about we need to repair what the altar is for. The church is used for every other thing instead of the purpose that it was for. In verse 31, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as it would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar and fill the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Now verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Then in verse 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And as we think about this, how many times has the Lord sent the fire down for us? How many times has he proved over and over that he's God, that we can depend upon him, that we need to make him our choice, and we need to choose the Lord? Then looking in the New Testament in John the 5th chapter, we find these words in verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life, and he shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given unto the Son to have life in himself. Then verse 27, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this. For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. We choose. We choose which takes place in our life. God tells us plainly in Revelation, the 20th chapter, what's going to take place. And he goes on to say in verse 5, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. The second death is those people that reject Christ, that choose not to accept him. Those that are part of the first resurrection, they are those that choose Christ and choose his way. Then in verse 12 of that same 20th chapter, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead was judged out of those things which were written in the book according to the works. And the sea gave up the dead and which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is our opportunity to choose. It's plain to see. Those that choose Christ have life. We go back and summarize the teaching today. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. The words of Joshua. We find over in the words of Jeremiah, set before you the ways of life and death. We find Elijah comes back in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and tells how long we halt between two opinions. Then we find that God has said in John 5, 24 through verse 29, he's made it real clear to us that we have the resurrection of life, a choice of it, or the resurrection of damnation. And then in Revelations, as we close in the 20th chapter, verse 5 and verse 6 through 12, and then into verse 15 of that chapter, plainly tells us those that choose life, that choose the Lord, is a part of the first resurrection. Second death will have no power over them. But those that are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they have chosen death, and they shall be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And whoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Choose the Lord today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time to teach your word, the anointing that goes with your word, and God, empower your people to receive it. Let people choose you and make the Lord their decision today. God, now would you heal, would you save, would you deliver, set free, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.